Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Laufscher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. My name is MC Laufscher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. I've got another fantastic show for you. But before we jump into today's show, please remember to catch everything Cashflow Ninja. There's over 820 podcasts at cashflowninja.com, along with community resources, tools, programs, and much more. And also, just a reminder that you can grab my new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments, at cashflowninja.com/21niches, or just buy it on Amazon. And when you do purchase a copy of the book, send us a copy of your receipt to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we will throw in a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library where I share all the interviews that's covered in the book, so you don't have to listen to 820 episodes. They're all put together for you. That's featured in the book and much, much more. That is cashflowninja.com/21niches. Joining me on the show again is my friend and partner, Josh McCallan from Accountable Equity. Josh, great to have you back on, my friend.
God bless you, bro. Man, I'm over here. I actually never leave. Hello, technical difficulties. I see. I never leave home without your book. As a matter of fact, it's the world's best stocking stuffer in 2021. It's the year of 21, by the way. I just picked up on that. Did you? That just worked out well for you, didn't it? 21
it worked out well. Strategies
in the year 21. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, awesome. No, I actually didn't pick up on that. So in 2021, you get the 21 best cash flow niches, and you are involved in two of these. So for folks not familiar with Josh and what the great stuff that they're doing at Accountable Equity, there's actually a feature in the book on hospitality investing. Josh has been a guest many times on the show, along with Melanie. So just go to cashflowninja.com, type in McCallan, Josh, or Melanie McCallan. You'll find all of the previous episodes where we discuss resort investing and what's going on with resort investing. That's absolutely just crushing it in the hospitality niche, while most of the rest of the niche is basically getting decimated, right?
Yeah. The world of hotels is absolutely destroyed because of the COVID. Ironically, we are outpacing our pro forma at our property, but so are other drive-to resorts. We kind of live in that world of drive-to experiential resorts, and there are some in the world other than us, believe it or not, and that is actually kicking butt as a group. I was just listening to a big company, big corporate podcast called Trepwire, which monitors all the hospitality and commercial real estate, and they're like, listen, regular hotels in cities are still down 50%. But drive-to resorts are up year over year and over performas anywhere, basically everywhere, because that's really all that's left, right, MC? You don't want to get on the plane as much anymore. I mean, have you done it? They're mean as hell on the plane to these days. So you might as well drive with your lovely wife and husband and get over to a beautiful resort like what we have.
Absolutely. And that's why short-term luxury rentals, the VRBO, the Airbnbs has been just exploding. And of course, the drive to resorts, such as the project that we are invested in with Accountable Equity. And another thing about Accountable Equity, just I don't want to forget this, is I wanted to just share the community that's been built around Accountable Equity. Josh and Melanie and the team has done a fantastic job of putting that together. And one of the key features is their Learn and Grows, their quarterly Learn and Grows. We actually get to go to the property and enjoy the company of like-minded folks, as long as the great food, the great wine at Renault, and all the other things. Maybe you just want to talk a little bit about that. And we have one coming up, right?
We do. And you know, it's great here at the beginning because we all, first of all, if you're like me, I love the Cashflow Ninja show. So thank God I get to be on every once in a while with my good friend, MC Laufscher. So Learn and Grow is one of those kind of perks. When you get to invest in hospitality, and for me, it's a gift to be part of this with all of you investors. We have hundreds, over 322 now, active investors from all over the world, including some Europeans that found us probably on your show, brother. They called us, did some due diligence over the last few years and have invested. I'm not sure if it was from this show, but others, but it blows my mind how national and now slightly international we are. But no, every investor gets to come with a free pass to this full-day seminar with great keynotes. If you're not an investor, it's one of the best ways to do diligence on us because you can also buy a ticket. So if you're complimentary, if you're active. But if you're just listening to this, you're probably going to want to be at the next one, which is December 10th, right around the corner, because MC Laubscher we get to have him as our keynote. Now, MC comes to these even as guests, but this time we got to have the top best-selling author of the 21 best cash flow niches will be the keynote of a full day of seminar of events that basically we want to go through the things that anyone who wants to be more accountable with their equity, like we try to be with your equity, will learn, okay? And then you'll meet partners, you'll meet colleagues, you'll meet other accredited investors. All kinds of good things are happening at these little events, and they're very intimate, and you actually get to see how we do our job, which is cool. But more importantly, you're building a community, and that's what I think we were born to do. So I'm glad you're going to be part of Learn and Grow.
Awesome. Where can folks, and this is at Renault in yeah. New Jersey. This is on December 10th. Where can folks grab tickets or learn more about it?
Yeah, and we have people flying in from Napa, believe it or not. So feel free to fly into Philly and come over and see us. We're not far from Philadelphia or New York. You're going to want to just hit up accountableequity.com. So just type in two words, accountableequity.com, and we have a page takeover because we've gotten a lot of traffic lately joining because of you're the keynote and because everything's funneled around the kind of, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tease, I think your presentation is going to be on building an unfair advantage for the next year. And the unfair advantage that's possible when you start to put these things together, and you are the best at that presentation. So thank you for bringing that. But just go to accountableequity.com and it's point and click.
Awesome. Now shifting a little bit of gears. So I mentioned earlier, there's the one feature in this book is hospitality investing. There's also a bonus feature under equipment leasing. And this has really been fantastic to see because, when you buy resorts, and I didn't know, I just learned a lot of the business from Josh. I didn't realize how much equipment are leased by these properties. It's astounding. And of course, a lesson that came to mind, and this is something that's been replicated here with the strategy that Josh is going to get into, is one of my mentors, the late Mr. Nelson Nash, used to talk about this concept of one pool of money and one pool of water. And one pool of water essentially was the oceans all were, they're all connected, the seas and the oceans, connected to the rivers, connected to the underground water. And then when the earth starts to heat up, you get condensation, clouds start to form, they get heavy, they break, and the water returns back to the earth. Well, where does it go? It ends up back in this giant pool of water where essentially the oceans are all connected again to the rivers, to the underground water, but it always returns home and it cycles over and over. And Nelson said that's exactly how the banking system works. It's this one pool of money where just think of how you use money and how you spend it. It always ends up back into the banking system. I mean, we could go on and on about how this works. Just go to your local restaurant, take out a debit or a credit card and make a payment for it, right? It gets deposited in the restaurant's merchant account, which then they use to pay employees, which then ends up in their accounts. So the money always comes back to the banking system. And one of the things that I love about the strategy is, of course, there's resorts, but instead of outsourcing it and now have capital outflows to leasing companies, how do we maintain or keep this money to keep coming back into the resort pool? And the resort's money pool and this strategy of actually this equipment leasing strategy, which you're going to get into, is great because essentially you have the property and now there's a separate company created that purchases all the equipment that was formerly leased. And now all of a sudden the property leases it from the separate company, which is all under one umbrella, which is all in this little pool, this pool of new money that we've created. So I love the strategy. It really gets me excited to talk about things like this because it's so efficient. And that's the theme of it, right? The efficiency of this. So, Josh, if you don't mind talking a little bit about this strategy, because I know that there's a new fund that's set up as one of Accountable Equities funds, which essentially does this. Tell us a little bit more of what it is and what how it works.
Sure. So, you know, when we began backstory, is it okay if I share a little backstory here? So
yeah, sure.
Melanie and I put together some amazing teams, right? And thank God. I mean, that's actually one of the gifts of being in businesses like hospitality is you really cannot achieve anything without a great team. No matter how good any one of us is, we're useless if we don't have somebody cooking the food, delivering the food, treating the guests with love. So in a way, that's a core competency. So at the beginning, we started realizing building gigantic multi-million dollar resorts with investors was our calling. Then we said, well, wait a second, I don't want to do this unless it's really well designed for investors. So we went out and found some of the best strategists from CPAs to lawyers. And we said, what if we treat this accountably, right? We treat it, we make our name our purpose, and we be accountable with everybody's equity, including ours. And what we're going to try to do is follow the IRS tax code so that everybody pays their quote unquote lowest fair share, if possible, following all the rules. What if we also then try to make a lot of money and so that they get the best possible return on money? So you put all that recipe together after years of talking to the best advisors, paying money for them, you come up with some really, all of a sudden you crack that code that the wealthy always do. So what we've done is really just become the bank.
Yep.
Our investors have said, we have tax. Let's use a strategy that the bankers use to avoid taxation, and that's the lease contract. Well, you know, at first I thought, well, isn't this a great way for us to, this is going to go deep. So if you don't want to go too deep, I'll come back to some funny stuff in a second. But actually, when you buy resorts or any commercial real estate, like a multifamily or a self-storage, the idea is the investors who partner with you make more return, more of that IRR, the littler, the least amount of money you raise. Because the whole idea is to use bank leverage to help us investors get more profit off the same dollar invested. So this kind of unravels, and if you're a deep thinker and you're with MC, I'm sure you are, you start to pull on that string. And you're like, well, then if I want to raise the bare minimum to buy a building, but it takes a lot of money to fix it up and turn it around to make it a money-making machine, well, where's the rest of the money going to come from? Well, debt. Okay, well then what about all the upgrades we need to do the building? Is debt the only way to get that, or should we lease? And in the restaurant, hospitality business, hotel business, typically leasing is a part of the capital stack. Yeah. So then that makes you say, well, wait a second, what is a lease? And here's the basics for all of us. And this is why the wealthy hedge funds own all the leasing contracts, the banks own all the leasing contracts. And now, thank God for Efficient Income Fund, you and I can actually own the lease contracts. So what it does is it just follows the IRS tax code. And the IRS tax code says if you buy capital equipment as a fund and then put it to service and make money on it, you get to depreciate it. Well, if we just follow the yellow brick road, we get now, currently, we get to depreciate 100% of it this year. Meaning that's not always been the case, but right now the IRS tax code is really good for us who own a leasing company. Well, I don't have the bandwidth to own a full leasing company, so we just syndicate the ownership of a leasing company, and that's what the Efficient Income Fund really is. It's a small, purpose-built leasing company. So then we get to, us EIF holders, own the equipment, $1 million worth of equipment, not billions, but $1 million, like a small manageable size. We then get to lease the equipment. Okay, so now we have really good cash flow coming into the fund, and quickly we've already depreciated all the funds. So now we've got this win twice. We get good return on our money and we get all that loss, what is called a paper loss, what is called depreciation. It's just like when you've heard 100 other people on this show say, we're really smart self-storage people, we're really smart operators. We always use a cost segregation. Have you ever heard that expression?
Yep.
MC, if people talked about cost segregation, right. And cost segregation is when you hire CPAs and engineers to take a building that you just bought at $5 million self-storage building and say, well, how much of that could be depreciated in 1 year? How much takes more time? How much is land? And the best I've ever heard is somewhere between 30 and 50% could be depreciated right away. 30 is normal. So that means you gave $100,000, bought a self-storage, you're going to get back $30,000 loss, even though you didn't lose anything. It's thank God that's the way the IRS code allows to be tracked. Therefore, you pay less taxation on all your other profits you're making in your world. Well, here we get to supercharge that. We get to do what the bankers do. We get to use the tax code that they wrote, right? We're basically following the rules so well that we're picking up the benefit that they created for us. And that is, you know, and of course you and I love Tom Wheel, right?
Yep.
These are the kinds of things, going to seminars, hiring the people that he trained. That's how we put these funds together. And we're on our third one, where we, as a group of accredited investors, put in anywhere from $10,000 to $500,000 each. And that's the cool thing too. We don't make it, everybody doesn't have to put in $500,000. But the more you put in, the better yield, right? But we all get the bonus depreciation right away. And what is it? It's December, basically, when you're going to hear this podcast. So you could invest 3 weeks later, have the tax strategy, 4 weeks later. It's unbelievably efficient, and that's why we call it the Efficient Income Fund. So I don't know if I explained it well, but basically we're doing what the big bankers are doing, but we're doing it as a group of investors, and I love that. We've captured back the stuff that only the power brokers of the world were able to do before, but now through groups like Accountable Equity, you and I can actually, thankfully, put together a win-win strategy like this.
And this is something, and the reason why I wanted to have you on and talk about this is another tool in your toolbox, because Cashflow Ninjas are very proactive with tax planning. So I know the listeners out there already, as we're going towards the end of the year, you've absolutely crushed it. And you're now sitting with good money problems. Man, what do I need to do to finish out this year with proper tax strategy and make sure that 2021 has been great on all fronts, not just on the income, but on the planning and the mitigation of wealth destroyers, such as taxes. So this will be the folks that this is something for. If you could talk just a little bit from how this tool would fit into that toolbox, because you mentioned it reduces some taxable income, and we've already shared other tools that they've offered before, such as the Opportunity Zone kind of tool, which is more directed towards capital gains. And we've covered that on a previous show. Just type in Josh McCallan or Opportunity Zone. That will come up because Josh has actually done one. A lot of people are theoretically theorizing about it. You've been in the trenches on this one quite a bit. You and Melanie,
right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. So, 18, and then 20, this, of course, the Efficient Income Fund is a little bit different because it goes after passive income and so forth, reduces some of your passive income. So maybe if you want to talk about that and how this tool fits into the toolkit.
May I answer this question? So if you just heard MC ask that question and you're like some of our listeners today that aren't even aware, what are we even talking about? Then there's other listeners, because MC does have, honestly, thank the good Lord, I'm part of your community. You really do have absolutely wonderful community. They care about freedom. They care about following the rules, but also winning, you know, not just losing. I'm going to tell a parable, like a real story, happened in 2018 and how we got to where we are today and the two major tax strategies that changed my life. So I'll tell it in a quick story so you can maybe understand it a little better. So in 2018, Melanie and I and a group of us assembled a team, but we had been running resorts for years and had massive economic success in these resort business. But I'd never raised a dollar. And actually, going back to 2015, I met a guy who put an idea, he planted an idea, he inceptioned, or like the movie Inception, is that what it's called? Yeah, Inception. He planted an idea in my mind. His name is Dave Zook. And it so much has come from that kernel that he put in my mind in 2015. He used to come to my resorts before we were part of Renault. And I got to know his family really well. I know Jonathan really well, his father, Gideon, everybody. And they would say to me, you should do what Dave does. He raises money. I'm like, I don't know what you mean, raise money. He's like, he basically was so curious back then. He was young in the game. And he said, you know, for him, it was about taxes. Well, so he implanted in my mind that if you're going to raise money, make sure you're playing the right game to help people not pay more than needed in taxation. So fast forward, it's 2018. Dave's ideas have now planted deeply in my mind. He tells me where to go. I go to real estate guys' seminars. I learn the legal process. And we sit there. It's 2018. We're about to buy Renault. I started listening to Cashflow Ninja at the time. And everybody's talking about the Opportunity Zone. And from a new fundraising kind of point of view, you know, I'm a voracious learner like all of you. I want to understand what this is. So we become one of the earliest implementers in 2018 of the new, remember that was new. It was an idea in 2017, but it was really codified in 18 in the fall. And in the fall, we formed one. And what the Opportunity Zone was a little different than what we do today with EIF. They're both powerful. And this is where it gets deep. So I was taught this. So if you're new to this, don't worry. We're only a few years different than you. Opportunity zones were the first time ever that the IRS code had created strategies where you could get rid of capital gain taxation. You can delay some of it and other portions you can get rid of. So that is so powerful that we can't go into it here. But let me just say it this way. It was revolutionary for the tax code, the Opportunity Zone. So we hired lawyers and CPAs and made sure that we created one. And as a matter of fact, it is open today. And if you have capital gains in the year 2021, please call us right away. This is so powerful for you. A capital gain is slightly different than what a normal income is, though, right? Or income, you know, what is it called? Just income tax is different than capital gains tax. And again, don't worry. You don't have to be a CPA. Your CPA knows this stuff. But you need to know that there's a few tools out there. And we have two of the tools. Opportunity Zone, help you get rid of Bitcoin profits you might have made. Or as MC said, you can actually create a profit gain right now. You could choose to de-risk your portfolio by making a gain happen. Sell Tesla, pick up your gain, and then use the Opportunity Zone to get rid of it and then buy Tesla right back. Very cool. That's a very cool strategy. We should go into some other time. But Opportunity Zones help you get rid of capital gains, like when you sell something for a profit. But then EIF, what we do here, the Efficient Income Fund, allows you to lower your normal taxes this year from your normal profits on your business. But the one nuance is it's your passive income, not your ordinary income from active gains. So your W-2 is active income. This is not a strategy to help you with active income. It's a strategy to help you if you have invested in a piece of real estate and are starting to get income from it. Well, this could help you with that. It could help you if you invested in a business, but you're not the operator. It could help you with that. It can help you in many, many ways. So Opportunity Zone helps you if you sold something and made a lot of money. And then EIF helps you on a normal every year basis. And what it does is it allows you to take a paper loss while you're making cash income. So many deep thoughts there. Why don't we encourage people to dig in on a show or a webinar? Because I hate to lose people in the dust, but it's so powerful that Dave Zook's kernel of ideas from 2015 through the education he told me to get in 2018 till now, it has literally changed the way I think and do business to make sure people keep their wealth in their control.
Absolutely. The great stories. One of the comments that I'll just make is, and I've shared this on the show again, and part from a strategy, and I just want to reiterate this, how important this is for our listeners. Design a game in your life that's worth winning. You want to end up winning and be happy. You don't want to end up winning and go, why did I just do that? So design the games that are worth winning. So what does a game look like that's worth winning for a lot of folks? It could be increasing your income every single year, efficient income. It could be paying less taxes. As you're making more money, you pay less taxes. And of course, then you get to enjoy more freedom of time, more freedom of money, more freedom of relationships, locations, and purpose, which is this is all about. So that's, I just wanted to share that. And this could be part of that design. And of course, there's a lot that we've covered here. Josh was on previously talking about a Renault Phase 2, but that's also where the opportunity zone comes in, that you can defer capital gain. So that webinar is still up. If you want to get more into the weeds into this one and more into the details, you could go to cashflowninja.com/capital webinar. That's still available. But specifically, the Efficient Income Fund that we're talking here, we're also doing a webinar about that. And that'll be cashflowninja.com/EIF. So E as in efficient, I as in income, and F as in fund. So that is also something, if you're looking for a way to mitigate taxes this towards the end of the year, I would absolutely encourage you to check this out. Josh, talk a little bit about some of the numbers and maybe just a high level kind of overview, because I know you're going to deep dive into that, into the webinar that
we're
going to post at cashflowninja.com/EIF.
Yeah, it's so great, guys. I really hope you take another 15 minutes, pay attention to the webinar we're about to do that you can get to now. I think you can access it right now that you're listening to this. But yeah, so the way the EIF is going to feel to your money, okay, because everything we just talked about was theoretical, your money is pretty cool. Minimums are smaller, you know, anywhere from 10 to 300, actually 500 now, but let's assume 300. And again, incremental incentives to go higher. But here's the biggest thing people love, the fast repayment. You know how normally you put your money in a fund of some sort, if you've ever done it, and you wait. Here you get cash flow January 15th of next year, meaning a few weeks from now, and it never stops until you're done. Now, this is not the same as buying a building that you want to hold for 100 years or 50 years. It's actually a way to make money while you follow the tax code to make sure you pay less tax. So it's a payback strategy. We're paying you back quickly. As a matter of fact, it's cash on cash each year is anywhere from 25% to 37% if you count tax savings. So it's astronomical. And because it's astronomical, you can actually get internal rates of return using taxation all the way up to 47%. So it doesn't mean you're making 47 cents on every dollar. It means with tax incentives, you are net affecting 47% on every dollar. And because of that, it pays you back anywhere from 2 years, meaning the day you wrote the check to the day you've got all your money back plus profit is like just over 2 years. And then you're fully paid and you have all you're done in 3.75 years. So less than 4 years, you've got your money back, your profits, and this deal is over. And there's other deals, right? So those are some teasers. Please check out the webinar and dig in for a few moments and find out why people like the Family Office Club, Richard Wilson, if you've ever heard him talk, he's Richard C. Wilson, he always tells me. The Family Office Club guys, just like you and I, we all want to really build on this EIF. So he helped us create some of the structure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, check it out, cashflowninja.com, EIF. And that's, of course, cashflowninja.com/EIF. Another thing that I also always say is you don't have to be, you know, the Rockefellers to do what the Rockefellers do. You don't have to be the major colossal Wall Street banks to do what they do. All of us can look at what they're doing and incorporate it in some way, shape, or form on a smaller scale into what we're already doing to see an exponential change just in our income, let's just say, or even how we mitigate and reduce our taxes legally. So just wanted to share that as well. So definitely check out that webinar. Josh, anything that you want to share on top of mind, excitement about the end of the year, some thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Excitement, buddy. In a few weeks, we will be live with you at our property. There'll be a winter festival going on. It's called Vintner Wonderland for Winemaker Wonderland, and it'll be hosting thousands of guests a week, and it has an ice rink, and you are going to be speaking in our beautiful ballroom, and then we're all going to go outside and have smokes. Not smokes. We're going to be, we're going to be around a fire is what I meant to say. Well, maybe borrow a stogie from somebody, have a smoke a stogie, but no, we're going to be around fire pits, around great people. Do not forget, somehow the COVID has hurt us. We forget that people bring so much good and value into our lives. And that's the kind of people you are going to be speaking to, MC. So everyone's welcome. Hit up accountableequity.com. See if you want to be part of that event. See if you want to be part of keynote speaking by MC. And honestly, you're just a blessing to all of us. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Awesome. Yeah. And here's two things that I would share, or two takeaways too, that in this age that we're in, the fourth industrial revolution, the Great Reset, all this stuff going on, we talk about how to build businesses and what people will still find valuable in the times of today. And there's two things that are extremely valuable. The first one is intellectual shortcuts. So there's so much information everywhere. I mean, we couldn't possibly consume all the information on a specific topic that's out there. So what do we find valuable? Not necessarily the information, but intellectual shortcuts, such as this podcast, such as presentations or conversations with folks. The second thing is relationship and network shortcuts, meaning instead of taking you 10 to 15 years to build up a network and get to know people better and to be a part of their community, you get to tap into communities such as the Cashflow Ninja community, such as the Accountable Equity community. And that learn and grow, by the way, is a fantastic way to do it. There's so many great friendships that have been formed because it's like-minded people focusing on building the most amazing lives for themselves, their families, their businesses, and all of their investors and investments. So very, very aligned on that. So if that's something that you find valuable, I would highly encourage things such as that huge opportunity, because you will get into intellectual and network shortcuts. And then, of course, just check out the webinar. It'll be a shorter one, 15 to 20 minutes, cashflowninja.com/EIF. It's available now when you're listening to this. It's not live. It's just it's an evergreen one. So enjoy that at your time. And then, of course, I want to thank you for listening to the show as always. Thank you so much for Josh coming on. And again, just dropping so much knowledge on the show. Just always adding so much value to our community, Josh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. And then don't forget, this book is still available, cashflowninja.com/21niches. You can grab the book. And of course, when you do grab the book, please send a screenshot to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we'll give you access to the bonus goodies, which is a digital version, an audio version, the curated library of interviews and more bonus stuff. And everything else is available at cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.